Coming up on episode number 375, it's Sunday, it's All Request Night, and that can only mean one thing. A cover of Jermaine Stewart's We Don't Have to Take Our Clothes Off. Why? Well, because you requested it. Tina, trivia, all that and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Sunday night, October 21st. 2007. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another All Request edition of Coverville. In addition to the aforementioned Jermaine Stewart cover, you're going to hear covers of songs that were originally done by Bob Dylan, Chicago, and Jimmy Jones. But first, let's go ahead and get to the first of two corrections that need to be made tonight to previous episodes. First off, we have Tim from Hollywood with an audio correction.
Brian Ibbett.
Hey, Tim.
Tim from Los Angeles calling. Hey, listen, I just have a friendly, very friendly correction for you. I like to think of myself as the Massachusetts representative of the Potosphere, okay? I'm the Massachusetts police. Just listening to your request show, and most recent one, I believe. And someone made a request from a city in Massachusetts that you refer to as Leominster. Listen to me. It's Leominster, okay?
Leominster.
Leominster. But I'm gonna take you through a little tutorial here. If you were from there, let's say you were dating a girl that lives in Leominster. Okay, ready? Repeat after me. I'm dating this chick in Leominster. Go ahead.
I'm dating this chick in Leominster.
No, here we
go. I'm dating.
Hey,
oh.
I'm dating this chick from Leominster.
I'm dating this chick from Leominster. She's wicked hot.
Very nice. Well
thank,
done.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You've been officially trained in Bostonian. All right, man. If you get a request from Worcester.
Worcester.
It's Worcester.
Yeah, or Worcester. That's,
okay. All right.
Oh,
enough,
not even a.
Enough,
not even
enough
another.
Me. I love you and your show.
Okay. Oh, Tim, man, awesome. Thank you so much for sending that in. Yeah, Leominster and Worcester. Worcester, not Worcester. Worcester. All right, cool. Well, another... Oh, so Tim does the Hollywood podcast. You've heard me talk about on the show before. Check it out if you haven't already. We also had another podcast mentioned recently that is has potential brewing. Now, you know I'm a big fan of the Jawbone Radio podcast out of Cleveland, and the Colorado Rockies have won what they needed to win to in order to get to the World Series. The World Series is going to be starting next week, and Jawbone is, of course, cheering on their Cleveland Indians, which hopefully they'll win tonight. Tonight's the big Boston-Cleveland game, and if they win, then Lenny and Nora, who are the hosts of Jawbone Radio, and I and Tina are going to get into some sort of food wager. Now, it's not going to be Rocky Mountain oysters. I already brought that up, and I don't think that's going to go over very well. Maybe a big basket of chocolates and stuff from the Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory or something like that. But anyway, in honor of those Colorado Rockies, Jesse from El Cajon, California, requested that I play Steve Goodman's Take Me Out to the Ball Game to celebrate the Rockies making it to the World Series. Steve Goodman was a lifelong Cubs fan, and shows in the second verse of the song, and I'm reading from Jesse's email, paraphrasing. So let's go ahead and dedicate this one to our Colorado Rockies. Here's Steve Goodman with Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Thank you.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. So it's root, root, root for the home team. They don't win, it's a shame. It's one, two, three strikes you're out at the old ball game. Ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. It's root, root, root for the home team. And if they don't win, what else is new? And it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Play it, Jethro. Now
Oh, that's awesome. All Along the Watchtower, performed there by the Paperboys, or Tom Landa and the Paperboys. That comes from a CD called Nod to Bob, an artist tribute to Bob Dylan. And the Paperboys are a Canadian folk Celtic band. That was requested by Joe. A great suggestion. By the way, I'm still hoping to get a copy of the All Along the Watchtower version that appeared in the final episode of last season's Battlestar Galactica. I know I've had a few requests for that, even some coming recently, and I am still trying to get my hands on that one, so I'll let you know when I get that one. Actually, you'll hear it on the show when I get that one. Before that, for Jesse in El Cajon, California, and of course for the Colorado Rockies, that was Take Me Out to the Ball Game, performed by Steve Goodman from his 1994 anthology entitled No Big Surprise. Well, really quickly, I want to tell you about a sponsor for Coverville tonight. You've heard me talk about them before on the show, Audio Engine, and most of the time I'm talking about their Audio Engine A5s, or their A5 speakers, which are fantastic bookshelf speakers that you hook up to your stereo system and just sound incredible. Tonight I'm talking about their new desktop speakers, their new smaller size A2s. Now, these are ones you can put on either side of your laptop. You can use it with also, you know, iPod, iPhone, Zune, Zen, whatever MP3 player or portable media device you're using. Even mobile phones, you know, if you've got a little eighth inch earphone jack, you can plug those right in there. Now, take a look at your desktop speakers right now. Are they made of plastic? Yeah. Mm-hmm. My old ones were too. These are made out of wood. I mean, they are solid, great sounding Kevlar woofers and silk tweeters. Whew. That's just fun to say. Kevlar woofers and silk tweeters, just to help amplify those bass sounds and make sure that those nice treble sounds are nice and clear. Check them out. The A2s from Audio Engine. If you go to coverville.com/audioengine, it'll take you right to their website, which is audioengineusa.com, where you can check out these speakers. What's great about them is, you know, you've got kind of an audition period to try them out. You buy them, but for the first 30 days, if you're not happy with them, then you can send them back and get a refund. But I bet, you know, trying these out, you'll just be as impressed as I am. They sound incredible. They sound just like the A5s, which have just such an amazing, rich, room-filling sound to them. And like I said, you'll find them over at audioengineusa.com or just go to coverville.com/audioengine. Let's get to another correction. I mentioned that there was a couple corrections on tonight's show. Wayne in Woodstock, Georgia, as well as Bean, who we're going to hear later in the show. We'll talk more about Bean later. Both commented that last week on this very spot in the show, in the fourth song location, I played a cover of Handyman by Frank Black and Teenage Fan Club, and I credited it originally to James Taylor. My mistake. Wayne, as well as Bean, and I'm sure a couple other people have probably written in to say that Jimmy Jones co-wrote the song with Blackwell. And I'm sorry, with Otis Blackwell. And Jimmy Jones first recorded it, and then Del Shannon recorded a version, Otis Redding recorded a version, all these way before James Taylor. Okay, I stand corrected. And as part of my penance, I'm going to play the Del Shannon cover, who was the first covering artist, I believe, of Handyman. Originally done by Jimmy Jones, this version is from Del Shannon's Greatest Hits, which came out in 1990, one of a bunch of different Greatest Hits albums that came out for Del Shannon. Here's his version of Handyman.
Broken hearts, I know I'll
Always happy to play A-ha on the show. I'm such a big fan of A-ha. They're one of the bands that I picked up in the 80s, and Have been following ever since, and it seems like every time I check the import bins or go online and in some of the import places I shop, I always seem to find a new A-ha album. That actually comes from one from way back, 1990. East of the Sun, West of the Moon was the album, and they included that cover of the Everly Brothers' Crying in the Rain, and it's one of the only A-ha covers I believe I know about. That was a request by Kirk from Brandon in Manitoba, Canada, who wanted to hear that one. I just love that version. I'm sorry to gush on about that, but the harmonization between the vocalists and the music, it just really brings out a lot of emotion for me. And if you know, it's funny if you haven't heard A-ha since the 80s when Take On Me and The Sun Always Shines on TV and all that stuff. They really have evolved into a very mature band, far away from those pop new wave roots. So you owe it to yourself if you did like that song to go check out more from A-ha. Okay, thanks, bye. Before that, you heard Handyman, the original version by Jimmy Jones. That was a cover by Del Shannon from his Greatest Hits, and I played that to apologize for attributing that to James Taylor. What was I thinking? Ian from New York suggested that I play Kids on TV's version of Jermaine Stewart's We Don't Have to Take Our Clothes Off from the album Mixing Business with Pleasure. Now, what's really cool about this is the juxtaposition of the electronic music along with some a cappella that really works well for me. And I think you'll enjoy it too. Here for Ian from New York and for you as well, We Don't Have to Take Our Clothes Off by Kids on TV.
Stimulate my brain. Night is young, so are we. Let's get to know each other better, so we're easily. Take my hand, let's hit the floor. Shake your body to the music, baby, then you'll score. So come on, baby, won't you show some class? Why you wanna move so fast? We don't have to take our clothes off to have a good time, oh no. We can dance and party all night and drink some cherry wine. We don't have to take our clothes off to have a good time. Oh no. We can dance and party all night and drink some cherry wine. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Just slow down if you want me. A man wants to be approached cool and romantically. I got needs just like you. Give me conversation, good vibrations through and through. So come on, baby, won't you show some class? Why you wanna move so fast? We don't have to take our clothes off to have a good time, oh no. We can dance and party all night and drink some cherry wine, We don't have to take our clothes off to have a good time, oh no. We can dance and party all night and drink some cherry wine, Na 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 na.
Hi, Brian. This is your friend Bean calling from Seattle, Washington. We've exchanged emails. You know what a big Coverville fan I am. I want to tell you I took about a dozen of your most recent podcasts on my iPod with me to Italy on vacation recently and got a chance to enjoy the show on buses, on trains, on planes, on boats. You were there with me for every step of the way. But I do have a request. I've been listening for a long time, and I've never heard a cover from the band Chicago, one of my all-time favorite groups. I was wondering if you have anything in the archives. If you do, I'd love to hear it on a future show. Best to you and the family, and continued success with Coverville. Thank you.
going out to Bean from Seattle. Thank you, Bean, for giving me the opportunity to play 25 or 6 to 4. Man, what is that buzzing? Do you hear that?
No.
That was 25 or 6 to 4, originally by Chicago, performed there by the Moog Cookbook from their album Ye Olde Space Band. Plays the classic rock hits. That was the very first song I played on the very first episode of Coverville was, I believe, Smells Like Teen Spirit by the Moog Cookbook. It's been a favorite of mine, that album. Both of their albums have been favorites of mine, and there's a Jellyfish connection. You can listen to that very first episode to find out what that Jellyfish connection is. Oh, that just, whatever you did just now fixed it.
I did nothing.
I don't know what you did.
I didn't do anything.
Oh, did you fire up that computer over there? Maybe that's what's buzzing.
Maybe.
Okay. Well, anyway. see?
Yeah.
And then before that, you heard, oh, that was, by the way, that was going out to Bean in Seattle, who has been awesome helping me out. He's in the radio industry, and he's been helping me out with some recommendations and ideas for the show and kind of expanding the audience. Before that, Kids on TV and their version of We Don't Have to Take Our Clothes Off, originally done by Jermaine Stewart back in the 80s. This comes from their 2007 album, Mixing Business with Pleasure. Well, as you probably have guessed, Tina's here in the studios. How are you, Tina?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Welcome.
Great.
Yeah. Tina is not going to be joining me. I'm going to be going to Las Vegas at the beginning of November. For a few days. Going to go check out one of Richard Cheese's last performances on November 11th.
And, you are?
I am. And
that'll be fun.
That will be fun. So if you are anywhere near the Las Vegas area and want to catch up for a drink, please let me know. Be fun to hook up with someone out there who you know, likes covers and likes Las Vegas.
Yep.
Yeah. Anything you want to say before we get into, I guess, the sample musically challenged?
Nope.
Okay. Well, let's get right into it. Watch out for this guy's voice, Tina. All right. I'm just saying.
Hi, Brian and Tina. Well, hopefully Tina's here because I know, Brian, last time you hid your wife from me because you were scared that she would be seduced by my sexy French accent. So, ready to play Guess the Sample?
Yes, we are.
As you know, this edition of Musically Challenged means that you have to find the sample that was used by the following French rappers. So you don't need to recognize the French rapper, you need to recognize the original artist that was sampled to produce the following tracks. And in honor of Tina's return, hopefully, all the sampled artists will have some connection with women. Let's start with excerpt number one.
C'est toi, les arguments pour faire mal, je les ai, je te les sers. Je te mange en entrée pour la résistance, je les sers. J'aime parler franchement, j'aime les faux semblants. Je dissimule mes pensées à un point tel qu'on s'y méprend.
Do you recognize what the sample was that they were using in the back there?
I don't. No.
Yeah, it's not coming to me either. That one didn't sound familiar to me, but...
No.
Okay, well, let's go for the next one.
It's kind of fun, though.
It is fun.
So that was very short, but it's a major, major classic.
Wow.
Let's go to
really?
Excerpt number
oh,
two.
No.
Okay, go back.
Now you feel bad. Now you're like...
I know.
With women.
All right.
Let's start with excerpt number one.
C'est toi, les arguments pour faire mal, je les ai, je te les sers. Je te mange en entrée pour la résistance, je les sers. J'aime parler franchement, j'aime les faux semblants. Je dissimule mes pensées à un point tel qu'on s'y méprend.
Wow, no.
Anything?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
Okay.
All right.
So that was very short, but it's a major, major classic.
Wow.
Let's go to excerpt number two.
Je croise un de mes anciens potes, alors que le temps me presse. Un vieux, un ancien, un de ceux avec qui j'avais fait la promesse. Que jamais on séparait, malgré le temps qui passe. Mais l'amitié s'affaisse, et face au temps s'efface. Et maintenant face à face, j'aimerais savoir qu'est-ce que tu deviens.
Rien.
Toujours le même mot qui revient, en bref rien. Ouais. Toujours les mêmes phrases dans la bouche de ceux que je croise, ça devient lassant.
It almost made me think of... Killing Me Softly.
Oh, really? Okay.
By the,
Roberta Flack?
No. The,
oh, by the Fugees.
Fugees, yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking Sade for some reason, or Sade.
Sade.
Sade. All right, well, not doing so well on this one.
No.
And for excerpt number three, we're going to take another excerpt from the same band called Ateca, which was my high school neighborhood band, and they just released a new album, so I'm very glad to feature them again.
What time is it? 4h28, plus que 2 minutes avant le goûter. Les siens fricots sont dégoûtés. Un petit doc, à cause d'un son grenu. Un ton cru, respecte les dégâts du cabot. Soquette de cette enquête, avec chapeau soquette.
That's what it was. I was trying to. Yeah, that's exactly. I was trying to, like, what TV show is that from? I could not place it. Yeah, the
Murder She Wrote.
Murder She Wrote. Very good. Ooh, nice job, Tina.
Thank you.
And because you know, I like to make it sometimes difficult for you. Let's go with excerpt number 4.
J'arrive tête de roumain, skeg de poulain. Tu peux pas faire plus masculin. La mort c'est un coup de feu, la vie c'est un coup de rein. Si tu boucaves, on te retrouve dans la fosse à purin. Dans chaque check, c'est la reste. Mais c'est plus fort que nous, on peut pas quitter la tête. On est les fils de Jack Mess, en presse doit vider la caisse. Évite le Hems, comme t'en éviter la peste. Flex,
flex. He tried to make it difficult, but Did you recognize who that was in the background there?
No, I was thinking of Cirque du Soleil.
Oh, that was kind of Cirque-ish.
Yeah.
I think it was Ofer Haza.
Oh. Yeah. I bet so.
all right.
Yeah, the easiest one was the hardest for us, apparently.
No, I think that Angela Lansbury was the easiest one.
Yeah, that's true.
So, how did that go? I'm guessing 3 out of 4.
Ooh, that's
ready for the answer?
Very generous.
I know.
Let's go. Excerpt number 1 was.
Why can't I? I still can't place this.
Janis Joplin's version of Summertime. This song is one of my favorite covers ever, and maybe one of my favorite songs ever. So let's just be quiet for a few seconds.
You know, the sad
that
thing is,
cool.
I think I played that. I did. I have played that. I played that back on episode 94 of Coverville, and I still couldn't place it.
Oh, my goodness.
Excerpt number 2 was from a very famous female singer also, Sade, in her song Jezebel.
All right, it was Sade.
Yeah, good job.
Excerpt number 3. That's the theme song to Murder, She Wrote, the famous old lady police series. Excerpt number 4.
I really like the way he says Murder, She Wrote.
Oh, I do too.
Murder, She Wrote.
I know, I like everything he says.
Oh, see? Oh, Thomas. You're going to have to talk. I can't let you send these in anymore.
What?
Yeah, that does sound like Offenhauser.
I don't know the song,
though. Number 4 was sort of a trick question because you had to pay attention both to the keyboards and the female singer. This is actually the Sisters of Mercy featuring, exceptionally, Ofra Haza, the famous Israeli singer. And the combination of this sort of gothic band and the famous vocalist with a rapper that, well, let's say I had trouble finding the least offensive parts of the lyrics, I think makes for me really a killer combo. So if you enjoy this, and if you'd like to hear more about French rap, check out my podcast, Yolala, at yolala.org, yolala.org. And hope you'll have fun discovering this genre that may be new to many Coverville listeners. And all the best to you, Tina, and you, Brian. Au revoir.
Oh, thank you so much, Thomas. That was awesome. Yeah, that was, you know, it's funny I picked up on the Ofer Haza vocals, but I didn't pick up the Sisters of Mercy.
Yeah, I know. That is kind of funny.
But, cool. Oh, good one. That was excellent.
Well, you know what was interesting, I thought, is it actually is distracting hearing the foreign language because I don't speak French.
The rap, you mean the rap
the music
in the foreground?
Yeah, so I kept really focusing in on that because it sounded so beautiful that it's kind of distracting to figure out the who's singing or
the sample or behind
the sample.
It.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Very cool. Ah, Thomas, thank you so much for sending that in. Of course, let me turn that down a little bit. I'll have a link in the show notes to Thomas's podcast website, yolala.org. That way you can just click on that and check out more of the French hip-hop and rap scene. Very, very cool stuff. All right, well, Tina, thank you for joining me for this.
Hey, no problem. That was fun.
That was fun. If you want to send in your own lyrics, I'm sorry, musically challenged, you can email me, coverville@gmail.com. Or, you know, you can just attach it to an email. You can record it. Also, if you want to use that address for requests or suggestions or corrections, please do so. You can also call the request line like you heard Tim and Bean do earlier in the show. And that number is 206-222-2683 or 206-222-COVER. I know. What the heck? God, what the heck? you also can post messages on the weblog or in the forums, and you'll find all that stuff at coverville.com. We'll be back on Tuesday night. This is going to be a fun week. Tuesday night, I've got another edition of Scaverville. Scaverville. So if you have suggestions or requests for that, please let me know. And then on Thursday, Leonard Cohen, a Leonard Cohen cover story. It's about time I do the second edition of the Leonard Cohen cover story. So we're going to do that, and we'll see if we can find six covers of Leonard Cohen's songs that are not Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he does other songs. Did
yes,
you know that?
I know he does.
Yeah, they're not all
yeah, I know.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. I know.
You'd think, by listening to Coverville, that the only song that Leonard Cohen ever did was Hallelujah.
Yep.
But no, he did other songs. All right, so stick around for that this week. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. Thanks also to Audio Engine for sponsoring this week. And thank you for listening. That's twice I've thanked you. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly, CacheFly, cachefly.com.